Hello, everyone. It's that time of the week again. It's time for Get to Know Night, that weekly show where you ask me questions and I give you answers to the best of my ability. Like always, we have so many questions and so little time, so I'm just going to jump right into it. The first question I have is from Anonymous. They ask, Team Android or Team iPhone? What phone do you have right now? I am rocking an iPhone right now. I have no idea what number. I think it's like an 8, maybe, I think. I don't know. But it's an iPhone. I've been squarely in iPhone camp since, I don't even know when. I don't think I've ever had an Android. I've had, like, a Sidekick a long time ago. Had, like, razors, had flip phones once upon a time. But I never had an Android. My dad and my sister both use Android. So half my family's Android. The other half is iPhone, and I'm on the iPhone half. I've been asked, I think, a few times, would I ever consider switching over to Android, and I might, maybe, but there's just a lot of things the iPhone offers that I don't know if the Android does. Like iMessage and FaceTime are just so nice, so it'd be hard to give those up. But if there was an equivalent for Android, maybe I'd consider swapping. But thank you for your question. The next question is from Anonymous, and they ask, hey, I love your channel. I want to know, what's your favorite movie? Oh, man, that's a hard question. Favorite movie. I think favorite movie changes pretty frequently. My favorite movie. Like, what movie do I think is, like, the best movie? I'm a sucker for Spielberg and Lucas, so like the original three Star Wars, Indiana Jones trilogy, the original Jurassic Park. I'm a sucker for all those movies. I grew up in that era, and I think those movies have really imprinted on me. Like all three Back to the Futures, like all those movies have really imprinted on me and have been really meaningful to me. So I don't think I could pick one, but I think like the Spielberg Lucas era of films are some of my favorite. They're whimsical, they're magical, they're fun, and I don't know. I just can't help but love them. So that's my answer. Sorry, it's not. I wish I could be more specific, but I hope you appreciate it nonetheless. The next question is also from Anonymous. They say, "Hello, Knight. Are you American? I am American. Have you been to New York or California? I've been to both." Sorry, I'm not American. I only know of New York and California. Those cities look really beautiful in the movies. I hope someday I can visit America. Yeah, those are really cool places, America. But there's a lot of other cool places, too. You have, like, Miami. You have, Houston's a cool city. Vegas isn't bad. Seattle. I'm trying to think. San Francisco, if the crime gets better. Oklahoma City is actually not bad. I don't know. There's like other places in the United States that are cool. I feel like if you don't live in the States, the cities you see the most are probably LA and then New York. Then maybe Miami is like the third city that you see quite a bit. But yeah, I mean, there's a lot of cool places in the States. So I hope you do get to come visit one day and get to see all the wonderful things we have in America, because we do have some good stuff here. I think our natural geography is our shining features, like the Grand Canyon, Yellowstone, Yosemite. Like, we have just some really cool natural features, like Bryce Canyon, Zion. I don't know. The American Southwest is really cool, and I recommend driving and just seeing all of it, because it's pretty magical. Let's see. The next question is also from Anonymous. They say, "Hi, Knight. Happy New Year. Happy New Year to you, too. I was wondering if lurking during Discord streams makes you uncomfortable in any way. I'm curious because I always join the Sweetheart stream, but I feel guilty for never joining in the conversation because I'm too shy. Thank you for being amazing." You should never feel guilty or feel awkward if you just join in and listen and you don't engage. That's totally fine. You're under no obligation to engage. But if you do choose to engage, I promise you it isn't as scary as it seems to be. Everyone's very nice, and I don't bite. So if you want to ever engage, be my guest. But if you want to just lurk, there's no harm in being a lurker. So, no, it's not weird for me. That's totally fine. Thank you for your question. The next question is from Sierra. They ask, "Hi, how are you?" "I'm doing good. Would you ever do a buzz cut?" Oh my God, I've had buzz cuts for so long. I'm so tired of having a buzz cut. "Do you think it looks good on you?" I think it looks okay on me. I'm not a big fan of having a buzz cut. I don't like it when I don't get to choose what my haircut is. But yeah, I have had a buzz cut for like 2 years, 3 years. I also had buzz cut a lot when I was like a kid. But yeah, I as an adult, not a fan. Would rather not have to get buzz cut if I could help it. Thank you for your question. The next question is from Gabby. They ask, "KK, I know you like BoJack Horseman too, so I have a question related to it. In your personal opinion, do you think BoJack and Diane should have gotten together? I asked some people about it, and most of them said they would have destroyed each other. While in my opinion, they would have made a great couple. I ship them so much. Also, the ending was so beautiful and sad. Thank you so much, and sorry for the silly question." Yeah, I think I might echo those sentiments. I think, for those of you who don't know, BoJack Horseman is a Netflix original television show starring Will Arnett. Yeah, Will Arnett and the kid. There's a lot of people in the cast. I'm not gonna list it. But it's a animated show about a horse that is going through the trials and tribulations of fame and celebrity culture, and it's like an allegory for our own world using animals as stand-in. It's a really good. If you've ever been in the entertainment industry, it is a great show just for like how funny it is, because it is a really good. For people who've been in the industry, it's a really fun show for that reason. And I think if you haven't been, it's a really harrowing story of what fame can do to someone and how it destroys people. But there's a character called Diane. Diane is a reporter slash ghost author who writes BoJack's autobiography in the first season, and there's flirtation between them throughout the whole series. I don't. So here's my reason why I don't think BoJack and Diane should be together. Because I don't think BoJack is ready to be with anyone, really. I think BoJack. He, I think the closest he is ready to be in a relationship with someone is at the end of the series, because there's so many things he has to fix within himself before he's ready to share himself with another person. There's too many things he hates about himself. There's too many things he's not willing to know or learn, and I think that makes it hard to be in a partnership, especially when you have so much as you're, because he was just going through so much turmoil. And so was Diane. Diane was also on her own journey of self-discovery and self-acceptance, and that's why her marriage with Mr. Peanut Butter didn't work out. Spoiler, I'm sorry for the people who have but yeah, I don't know. I think both of them needed to be single. I think both of them needed to be alone so that they can figure out themselves before they can partner and couple with another person, because you have to figure out yourself first before you can figure out how you fit in a couple or a partnership. So that's at least that's my opinion. That's my take. Thank you for your question, though. Joy asks, "Hey Kay, hope you're having a great day." "I am. Have you used, what do you like to use in your bath? Bath bombs, bath salts, nothing, rose petals. And do you watch anything during your bath? Music, nothing, meditation?" So I usually, I'm watching YouTube mostly during the bath. There's like 10 or so channels that I watch. when I take a bath, and I usually use bath salts, bath bombs occasionally if I'm feeling fancy, but yeah, that's basically it. And like some kind of scrub usually. Yeah, that's my typical bath routine. It's like a scrub, a body wash, a bath bomb, bath salts, and like a couple YouTube videos. That's basically it. Sometimes music if I'm in the mood. But usually I just want to like watch something and like zone out and let my brain shut down for a little bit. Thank you for your question. And the last question is going to be from Damsel in the Light. And they have a three-part question. So let me break it down. The first part is, would you retire on a farm, by the beach, or in a slow-paced city? The second question is, describe your favorite cuddling position. And the third is, at what length do you keep your beard? How do you maintain your beard? We thank you for your art. It's soothing and most healing. Well, I appreciate that. So, Oh, man. I think I would want to retire. I want to retire on a. I want to retire in a slow paced city. The farm sounds so nice, but I think by the time I'm retired, I won't want to do anything. And the beach sounds lovely, but climate change, so I'd rather be not on the beach. So those are my choices. I think I'll be in a city. Yeah. Describe your favorite calling position. Either spooning or she is laying on my chest. Or she could be laying completely on top of me. I'm totally fine with that too. That's also lovely. But one of those three configurations are probably my favorite. And the length of my beard that I like it is, I like it to be somewhat short and neat. And I have to trim it with scissors to get that length sometimes. Or I can be lazy and use a razor, but or electric razor. But when I use an electric razor, more often than not, I shave off more than I want to, and then I like overcorrect on the other side, and then at that point I'm just like frustrated and I just shave the whole thing. So that's like, so either I use scissors and I keep my beard, or if I try to use a razor, it's like a 50-50 that my beard's gonna stay. Usually I walk out of the bathroom without a beard because I got frustrated and I was just like, ah, destroy all of it, and then I just shaved it all off because I just couldn't deal. That's what usually what happens with me and my beard is I like love it up until a point, and then I get really annoyed with it, and then one morning, I just wake up and I snap and I just shave the whole thing off. And then I rinse, repeat, and that just happens every, couple of months. That's my typical beard routine is just getting annoyed with it and then shaving it all off in like a fit of anger and then realizing, oh shit, why did I shave it? but so it goes. Anyway, I really appreciated all your questions. If you have a question, feel free to leave it in. There's a link in the doobly-doo down below. You can totally ask me whatever. Questions only, no requests. If you have a request, shoot it over on the request line. That's where I get to all your requests. All the requests that I get on the Get to Know Night page usually get forgotten. So if you have a request you want me to actually do, send it on over there. But I hope you have a great rest of your Monday and a great rest of your week. And I'll talk to you all later. Bye now.